Blog Talk Radio.
Your host for the hour for the Pastors for Punch TV studio. It's a great pleasure to come back on our Pastor for Punch TV studio talk show, and we do have our special guest, Pastor Angela Robinson, that's going to be coming on with us. But guess what today is? Today is October the 4th, and as you know, our company, Punch TV Studio, has been offering stock shares to the urban community all over the world. We have our own TV network, Punch TV Studio, and channel 64 KILM that's been just continually sharing the information with the public. We are so godly proud of all the investors that have came this far with us, and we're about to close it out. So we still want to extend an opportunity for you to become just not only a shareholder, but ownership in a fantastic company. You are in for a great, phenomenal legacy of being part of something that has never been done before. And, of course, by a company that has never done it before. But this is God's creation. He gives us the imagination that he has, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And it's always somebody that he has chosen to fulfill destiny for him in a specific field. And at this time, that person is our CEO, Joseph Collins, who the Lord has tremendously used in the imagination of what can I do for television, what can I do for network, what can I do for the studio and getting the word out. How can I include a people that is destined for greatness to come to pass, and God has used him to bring it into fruition. We're so happy that we're part of this company, Punch TV Studio, and the network, and we are so glad of every one of you that have gone online, that has become a stockholder in the company, that have came into the office. We got the baby boomers that don't like to go on the internet, that have came into the office and just by drove have came in and also have bought shares in the company. So you still have an opportunity to do that. They are October the 4th. It's a great day for you, so you need to do what you're going to do, because that computer is going to say sold out, and that's not going to be a great thing. But after this, there's still some great things that are still in the holding and also possible for you. Of course, we have the URBT also shares, and you have an opportunity. After we close this IPO, the stock is going to be trading. I don't know, if you're not a stockholder, you won't be able to set that price, but we're going to set it, and we'll be able to go on NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange, one of those, and you will see our symbol, Punch TV Studio, on the Wall Street. Isn't that phenomenal news? Great. I just want to pose to you a question today, because we're talking about doing something great, and I've had numerous classes or seminars that has to do with planning, and I want to ask you today, what is your plan for the next 90 days of this year ending out, just about 90 days, less than 90 days now, what have you planned? What have you put in position to put you ahead of the game? What do you have planned for the next 2 years? What's your plan to get you to be not in the place where you are today? What's your plans for the next 4 years? Oh, yes, we're saying Jesus is going to come by that time, but he wants you also, when he come, have done something with the talents that he's given you. Talents. He wants you to not bury what you have. He wants you to have invested in something to show forth something that he's given you. He doesn't want you to come to him empty-handed is what I'm saying. So this is an opportunity. I don't know where you have placed your investment in, but I think right here is a good place for you to start. If you've never done it before, that's what's so phenomenal about Punch TV Studio. We have had investors that have never invested before. I mean, never. Know little about investing, but they invested, are investing in Punch TV Studio. So this is a great opportunity for you as well to learn how can I make my money grow while I'm sleeping. This is what I have in advice. Let Punch TV Studio take your investment and let us help it grow. So in 3 to 4 years, you can just sit back and say, thank you, Lord. I didn't know what I was doing. I hadn't known about the company, but thank you that you made a way. Thank you for opening up another financial door for me. Thank you. I can pay off my house. Thank you, God. I can set up that center now that I wanted to do for the youth. Thank you. And it's paid for. It's debt-free. Thank you that I can have a legacy for my grandkids. You know, your kids are not thinking like you are. So you might as well put them in a different direction and help them to think what their life would be like if they had financial stability. Well, listen, I just wanted to share that with you. But what I am going to do, a little something different. I'm going to bring our guest on this morning, Pastor Angela Robeson. But before I do that, I'm going to just play, just give you a commercial that you can hear about Punch TV Studio.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
Well, listen, this is your host again, Joy Brown. And today we have back on our show Pastor Angela Robeson. But one reason I brought her back on because she has such a variety of her business savvy that I wanted to bring about on today. And what I'm going to do is just read just a small portion of her testimony, and then I'm going to ask you to come on. And I know you're there, Pastor Angela Robeson. Are you here?
Yes, amen, amen. Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you again Pastor Angela Robeson. Now, it says she's a founder and a chairman of the board, provides the vision for the Kingdom Record future. Beyond the creative side of the business, Ms. Robeson has developed the business and interpersonal skills necessary to lead True Kingdom Records. She maintains close personal relationships with many executives and personnel within the music industry. These affiliations and contacts will provide True Kingdom Records with the proper positioning to navigate within the industry. Since from a professional as well as a ministerial standpoint, Ms. Robeson's experience runs the full gamut. Licensed as an evangelist since August of 2013, she has worked as an intercessory prayer leader, Joshua Media Ministry, Detroit, Michigan, and a ministry leader, Citywide Revival. Now, I know her because she is on the Minister of Alliances with City of Refuge, where our pastor is Bishop Noel Jones. And that's how I met her. Then I began to talk to her, but finding out what she does, I invited her back today because of her music savvy. And I wanted her to more or less talk about that a little more. She has her own show, but I'm going to allow her to talk about that. It's called Heart to Heart Ministry Television Talk Show Host. And she has, she's doing a phenomenal job. She has various guests all the time on her show. But what I wanted to just pose to you today, because of your entertainment industry that you're in, it goes in hand with Punch TV Studio. And so you know the type, you know the steps that we're taking to get many people that are trying to get in the door to far as their gifts are concerned. And it's not easy. So you have created a platform for them just as well as Punch TV Studio. Is that right, Pastor?
Amen. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay.
And it's an awesome thing. I first want to just thank you for inviting me over on again on the show. You are a total blessing. And I'm just grateful and honored to be on again today and to be asked to be on again today. And you're just a wonderful woman of God. And I've been truly blessed by you and your presence. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Yes.
Well, you're quite welcome. Amen. Well, tell us a little bit about this entertainment industry and about your business that you have. Give us a little understanding of where you're taking this to.
True Kingdom Records is it's a record label for the gospel music, and but what I want to do is I want to take the gospel music and hit every area of every corner of the earth, should I say, to wheel people back in with worship concerts where people are transformed and changed and just renewed in their hearts and their minds. And I believe that music is a very important key to that, because we know a lot of things are learned by sound. You know, when we go back to the day of Pentecost, when it says they were in the upper room and they came together on one accord, and a sound of a mighty rushing wind came in, and then they began to speak. So the sound is it's something that snatches and grab people. Even when we look at it into the converse side of being and the world, we know music played a great part in people's lives to have them to come in, dance and party, whatever they did. But even when we use it on the church side, and which are the churches in us, of course, but when we use it for the building and all of the things in ministry, music can cause people to begin to cry out to the Lord, begin to give their self over to the Lord. I've seen concerts where people have just totally been convinced that I have no other way but to follow Jesus now. So that is the area where I want to take this record label to. It's True Kingdom. So I want the True Kingdom from the music to be released, because we know even in heaven, music was a very big part of heaven. So how can we disperse it here on earth? We know that people use it for other means, other ways to manipulate, to do other things, but mine is for the True Kingdom. I want to bring people in through the music, through the sound, and that healing, like I said, take place, and just people be just transformed and changed, converted over through the music, through the True Kingdom record label, through the artists who are gifted to pull these things out of people that the Lord has used as these vessels, you know, to sing to the people. So that is one of the key elements that I definitely want True Kingdom to provide to the on earth, the sound on earth. And that's what I want to do, and I want to touch every place that I can with the music because it's international. So people from Africa, I have people from Africa right now trying to get on the record label, but I'm just trying to take one step at a time. I'm working with a project now that's going to be released, and that's with Monty Smith, and he's going to be releasing the song Worship. And he's an incredible, gifted, amazing man of God. And I'm just, I'm excited about what he's getting ready to do. And then I have another project coming behind him with Matthew. So it's an ongoing thing. And I just see what the Lord is doing with the music. And I think for the new generation of people, music is going to be a very great element to use to draw them
in. So, Pastor, how do these people find you? You know, you're thinking of a lot of people. How do they contact you? Is it through your website or because your talk show? Or are you going out and you're searching out and the talent is coming to you? Tell us a little bit about that.
Actually, it's a variety of everything. I'm on social media. I have a True Kingdom page. I also I have, when I set up concerts, we're definitely advertising it through whatever channels we can to get it out there so that we have the people come in. I'm connecting with different people in the music industry and trying to push forward for True Kingdom to get out there. So there is a host of different ways that you can connect. Like I have a Facebook page also. My personal page is Angela Roberson, the True Kingdom page. And then I have an email. You can go to angee68rob@yahoo.com. That's one way. And then a lot of it is actually being word of mouth. Some people that I'm connected to that they know that's in music and know what I'm trying to do, they are actually connecting people to me. So it has just been phenomenal how God has just begun to move in this record label. Just, you know, not really putting myself out there per se at all the degrees that I could, but by the Lord just moving by His Spirit and causing people to come in.
Oh, that's
so
good.
You know, I'm just at odds right now on what God is doing with the record label.
So
and
let me ask
the
you
other
something.
Project. Yeah.
Right. You told me that I know one of the other ministries that you have is helping the homeless or you also help with supplies for kids and stuff like that. Is that going toward your record label, or how do you blend these two ministries together?
Well, doing the other ministry is from my Heart to Heart Ministries International, which is an outreach ministry that before the record label was even birthed. That was actually my first birthing of my ministry was going out feeding the homeless, doing toy drives for children and all of these other things. I just always had that kind of heart to help people. So when I changed Heart to Heart Ministries International from originally being a club and converting it over to back to the Lord, I just started doing things for the kingdom purpose. And even I adopted the children from Harbor UCLA Medical Center with children with heart problems. There's going to be some events coming for that, and I'm going to even try to connect that in with the record label to bring them in to hear music as well, because you know a lot of them, they want to hear music. So it's actually two different ministries, but they're all combined in as one, even with my TV program, which is Prayer Saved My Life. And it's on the Way TV, the Cross, you know, network. And I believe that when God gave me Prayer Saved My Life to be on the Way TV, the Cross TV, actually it wasn't that He saved me from sin only, but it was actually that my life was completely saved due to people trying to take my life out, take me out, you know. So that was my expression for that. Prayer saved my life. So the show is based on testimonies on how prayer literally came in and brought me out of something. So that was the element for my TV program. So they're just connecting the dots, you see, because it's all true kingdom. It's kingdom work. It's kingdom building and kingdom blessings coming abroad and aboard
for people to just say, wow, now I can follow Jesus, you know, for this, because I believe this generation of people, it's going to have to be something tangible for them to see, something that they can be able to say, now I know God is in that, or I can believe that God can help me in
right,
my life
exactly.
now. Because look what they went through. Look what they had
that's
to suffer.
Good.
Look at all the
that's
yes.
good.
So that's what
right.
I see in this ministry and what God is doing for me. Yes.
Okay,
amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Yes, and that's true. That's the manifestation that you're supposed to have when you have the power of God and when God is in the midst of your ministry. It should be something. That's what brings people to Christ, because it's becoming visible. It's undeniable that person that is talking to us or they're singing, that there's something about them that is drawing me. And that's what the church is doing. But a question to you, since you already have your production already started, what is your plan of being financially free so you can operate effectively and help people? Do you have a plan already set that can happen for you?
Yes, and that's why you always want to be mindful of understanding your first priority, and that is to be at the feet of Jesus so that he opens these avenues, because a lot of times people sow into different parts of your ministry for it to flourish, for it to come to its full tuition. And what I see now is God has given me some businesses of personal, but to also be able to sow into my own kingdom business. And I'm really grateful for that. I'm honored, and I honor the Lord for all that he's doing in my life. So that is one of my avenues, and prayer is definitely the first avenue, because even when we think about Martha and Mary, Martha was so busy doing the work. She opened the door for the Lord to come in. She just was drunk. She could not be still. But Mary learned, I can get all that I need if I stay at the feet of Jesus. And so even Martha became angry, because she felt like, Jesus, why does Mary get to stay at your feet? I'm running around. But then he said, don't be angry. Take cautious. Be aware of what it takes, even though you're doing the work. But the greatest work was at his feet. So we always got to make sure that we do that as well, to hear what the Lord is telling us to do, to hear the next direction that he's trying to give us. Because sometimes
exactly.
we get caught up and so busy in the work of the Lord
that
we miss even being with the relationship with him, for him to give us directions and guidance what to
that's
do.
True. Well, it's just like you said, when you come to prayer, he opens up your ears, because if there's someone that wants to sow into the ministry, you already know that, and you will speak a word. There might be someone that he's telling you to speak a word to. That might be the hand that's going to be blessing your ministry. But if you haven't been in constant relationship and prayer, reading this word to hear him, then you can miss that opportunity.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. Well said. And that's just what I have had to learn to do, because I love to do so many things for people, but the Lord said, now you have to understand how to converse with it. You got to know that you have to give me a certain amount of time. And then as I send you out to the work, so like a lot of people, they pull on me. And so when they pull on me, I used to be ready to run. And then the Lord said, no, I'm going to have to teach you first, pray about it, to see if that's even something that I want you to do. Because it might not be something that I want you to do, but it could be a God thing, but not the God thing for you. And that's where I understand that we have to start coming into real grips with, that everything that gets offered to us is not what God is saying for us to do. And the moment that we get at his feet, then we can get the directions, we can get the guidance, we can get the leading of what he's trying to lead or guide us into. So that's the season I'm in right now, is that I'm really taking the time to really hear what direction God is putting me in are leading me through by the time that I'm spending with him.
Right, right, right. That's awesome. Yes, that's wonderful. So let me ask you a question, because this is on my heart. What have you ever invested before in any type of businesses, for like with Punch TV Studios offering people shareholders to be ownership? Have you ever done that before?
Actually, my son just invested. He definitely did, and I said, so that's for both of us, right, son? He says, yes, it's for both of us. So we have truly invested in Punch TV, and I know, and I'm at odds waiting for what God has even in that. Yes, absolutely. I wouldn't see it no other way. So I'm hoping more people that I threw it out there to have invested. And I trust God, so I believe the ones that I spoke
into
their lives concerning that, that they,
they
took heed to what was available for them, because this is what God is doing. He's connecting the dots, and we have to learn when to connect. And I definitely, my son definitely connected, and so we are in there. We tied in, honey. We tied in.
Right.
We in there.
And, you know, we
know
that when you present it's just like what you have, your industry, media, television, the being the host, what you have is a product. Everything that people have that they have is a product, and the product is supposed to be appealing to that person to make them want to come in or buy what you have or be a part of what you have. So what we know, everybody's mental level of thinking about being connected to you, everybody's not going to connect to you, and we understand that. So, but there are some people that's going to like what you're offering and going to take a part of it. And that's what I like to talk to people about. I said, I understand some people are not going to take advantage of what we have. They do the same thing with Microsoft. I think when Microsoft had their stock, I think $14, and that was like in the 80s, 84, I may have heard about it. My mind wasn't even thinking about investing. Matter of fact, I was in Dallas at the time, and I was in L.A. because I went to Dallas in 91. But I had a job, you know. As far as investment, I knew very little. Of course, I've heard about it, but I didn't have the knowledge base to understand that that was, could have been an opportunity for me to invest in Microsoft. So God knew, and it passed me by. But I'm looking at it today. If I had bought some shares in Microsoft, my understanding of financial wealth would be at a different level. I often think about people like our pastor, Bishop Noel Jones, he and his status of where he is, and he talks about, and I love the story, he says that he's never rented before. And he said his father, this come back from your heritage, he said his father taught them about how to invest and about ownership. And when I hear him talking about these stories, about how he grew up, you know, the things he's doing now, I admire men of God and women of God that have put themselves in that position that they can teach you now, and no matter what age you are, they can teach you and tell you how they got to where they are, you know. So when I listen to even like ministries like you have, you're going through something. You and I was talking about your testimony about your job and when God brought you off your job. That's a walk of faith. And you was expecting just to keep working for a minute, but you also said somebody told you a prophetic word, you know, about you won't be working there. And you had to step out on God, on the faith that you have in God, to trust him to take you to the next level and believe in him that he's going to provide for you. And that's what we are. We are in a place where the body of Christ is going to have to really step out and believe God that financially he has already taken care of us.
And he just want us to make that step. And it's just like anything, when people talk about it's a risk. You risk every day doing something. Now, the world says risk, but we say faith. There's the difference between the terminology sometimes that you use. You know, coming to City of Refuge, you know, I didn't know Pastor personally. I still don't know him personally, but the word that he speaks to me is all I need to get me to the next step where I'm going. You know, and I have never been in a church where I didn't know the pastor personally. I didn't know his family, you know. This is the first church that I have ever been in my life where I served and I didn't know the pastors personally. But I'm okay with that because when he speaks and God is using that word in him, I'm personally connected to the word that he's speaking.
That's it. That's that foundation,
you know,
of the word.
So I can't say that I'm not being blessed where I am, but I know, I say that for a point because I know that I'm being blessed being here at this company, Punch TV Studio, because the steps of getting in are ordered by the Lord. And I believe that this is one of those times that God is financially putting us in a position where we can't see what's going to happen, but something's getting ready to happen, and the world is not going to be prepared for what's getting ready to happen. But the body of Christ, if you hear God, if you're listening, he's going to prepare you for what's getting ready to happen so you can take care of those that will come to you that have a need. I'm going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to begin to talk about you because I like what you're doing. I like the stand that you're taking as a minister in the Word of God, and we're going to talk about your music ministry again.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things first? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 lets us know, I exhort, desire, instruct, therefore, that first, supplication, prayer, intercession, a coming together, a conversation, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, presidents, and all who are in authority. Why? For this is good, beautiful, honorable, in the sight, in the presence of God.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
And that's
investing in an IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
Well, actually, this is the second phase, and we are on the last day of the phase, October the 4th, where you still have an opportunity by midnight to purchase your shares. But I have our special guest on the line today, Pastor Angela Robinson. And what we're going to do, because the time that we have left, I want you to just share just a word about the expectations of God and his people. And then I want you to end it with prayer on this day. And I want you to pray for Punch TV Studio and our CEO also. And we have about 8 minutes for you to do that. So just time yourself and just let the Lord use you.
Okay. About the record label, you were asking, what do I see coming out of the record label, right? Hearing you right.
Yes.
I believe that, like I said, in this new generation, the people that we are reaching now are not churched.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't come to them with the average church ideals or the average way of doing church. So now I believe music is definitely going to be one of the greatest tools used in this new seasons to come to bring the people, to bring the young people in, to bring them in to transforming their lives, converting their life over, because the music is what's going to touch them first. And the gift that comes through the music is going to be able, from the anointing of the person who's singing, will be able to just begin to reach and do surgery on their heart, begin to do transformation on their mind, casting down the imagination. So then I think that's where the transition is going to start coming in, that music is going to play a great part in this new generation of other people coming up, to transform them over, to be converted over to God. And I believe that this type of kingdom is going to be used at a greater level now. That's what I've been seeing, that music is going to play one of the greatest roles in this upcoming generation to change lives back and convert lives back over to God. I definitely see that and I've been seeing it for some time now, and it's just we got to get ready for the sound,
right?
Because we know, and coming into unity is definitely going to be one of the major roles that we have to come together. And I believe once we start putting together these revivals with the music with it, this worshiping, that it's going to just cause signs and wonders and miracles just to come abroad. Just, they're going to be released in the atmosphere like never before. That's what I see being done through the music and the music industry of the gospel music, because there's a big fight on gospel music right now because of some of our leaders not being able to really understand what they see with some of the gospel singers, and feeling that some of them need to be a little bit more careful how they present themselves, which is always true, because you always want to remain a woman or a man of God at all time. Whenever you're doing anything for the Lord, there is definitely a separation or set aside that you should be walking in. And I totally agree with that. But we also have to get ready for the measures of reaching out to people through music to get a hold of them, to convert them over. So we're not supposed to convert over back to them. We're supposed to be converting them over to us. So that is where the draw on the line is going to happen at, where we need to just really get at the feet of Jesus, how to set this up, how to put it together, because that's who's going to be the one that's going to lead us and guide us into how to put everything into provision, that we do everything according to the will of God and not our own will, but according to the will of God.
Awesome.
And I definitely see that taking place.
And and the other, you wanted me to pray for the Punch TV.
Yeah, and I gestures, every, you know, just for the what we're doing.
For the Punch
TV
as a whole. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come humble before the throne today, Father God, and I am lifting up Punch TV as a whole, Father God, for every person who is even attached to this program, Lord. Every worker, Father God, every person that is laboring in the Punch TV, God, I ask you just to do a transformation in their lives, increase in their finance, Father God. I ask you to cover them, their families, their possessions through the blood of Jesus, Father God. Let the fire of God surround and protect and direct them, oh God. Lord, we just thank you that you encap your angels around them and protect them, Father God. Let your glory be covering and to protect them, oh God. Lord, we ask you, God, to just put a strong tower around the Punch TV, God, and let favor be the portion, Father God, of the owner, the CEO, and the founder of Punch TV, Father God, that you continue to open doors for him that no man can shut, and that you shut doors for him that no man can open, God. And Lord, we just ask you that he dwell safely in the land, oh God, and we ask you to lead him, Father God, safely through every storm or everything that comes, Father God, up against him to try to take him out, Father God, but that you, Lord, give him the strength to stand, to be unshakable and unmovable and always bound to you, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you right now that you continue to keep him as the apple of your eye, oh God, and hide him under the shadows of the Almighty, God, and under your wings, God, and that you continue to cover him with your wings, oh God, Lord. And we just thank you right now, and we just seal it, Father God, with the blood of the Lamb, and that there be no backlash, no retaliation, and no revenge, but that the angels have already descended to do exactly what they have been sent out to do. And we claim it done in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well,
thank
awesome.
You,
now, give us that phone number again so people can contact you.
Yes, the phone number they can contact me is at 310-678-9540. Again, 310-678-9540. Please contact me. Leave a message. If I don't answer, and I will get right back to you. God bless you, and God keep you always. Amen. Amen.
Awesome. You, again, have been listening to the Pastors for Punch TV Studio with our pastor, Angela Robertson, and it's been a pleasure for you to come back on our show again. But as I want you to know, today is October the 4th. Again, you still have an opportunity to go online to Punch TV Studio, the PUNCHTVStudios.com, and you can also invest in the company. On behalf of our CEO, Joseph Collins, and the staff at Punch TV Studio, thank you for supporting us. And again, Pastor, thank you. And you all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you as well.
Thank you.
God bless.
Awesome. God bless you.